Twitter and Facebook account, both disguised to look like they were run by the same black activists, were actually the work of Russians. The accounts are part of the material being handed over to Congress for its investigation into Russia's meddling in the presidential election. The accounts, both called Blacktivists, posted videos of police brutality against African Americans and wrote about injustice to African Americans. Take a look at the Facebook page. It says, "Watch another savage video of police brutality. We live under a system of racism, and police are directly letting us know how they feel and where we stand." These posts, they were all designed by the Russians to try to amplify racial tension in the U.S. Is that right?
That's right. The post coming from this social media campaign was designed, our sources tell us, by an account linked back to the Internet Research Agency, which has ties to the Kremlin. This campaign used both Facebook and Twitter to basically advance a message that would, and posts and ads that would exploit the racial tensions that exist in this country, effectively as part of the larger Russian goal of undermining American democracy, sowing political discord, contributing to an atmosphere of partisanship and incivility. And they were doing this, Anderson, at a time during a campaign when race was sort of at the forefront, or at least one of the major issues going on in America at that time, still is today. And if you couple this with the reporting that we had last night, that one of the ads, a Black Lives Matter ad, was targeted at the cities of Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore, you begin to understand just how sophisticated the Russians were in terms of understanding the pressure points for American politics and American culture.